podcast, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Hope your bike ride, hope your gym session, hope your walking the dog is going well. Just want to say May 5th, upcoming soon, May 5th, I am dropping a very, very, very big project. Please check out all my social media, specifically Twitter and Instagram, where I'm pontificating, previewing, flirting, but I'll put it this way. Please make sure you go to GaryVaynerchuk.com and read the article about crypto wallets. Make sure that you have a MetaMask with at least one Ethereum, one ETH in your wallet, because this project is 100% built to make sure my OG community benefits from, and I will be spending the next 45 years to make sure that the investment you've made into the project is a fruitful one, not to mention the way I actually built it, what comes along with the NFT. So hope you check that out. Please be prepared. May 5th. If you don't have a half an ETH, you know, AKA $1,000, like start selling things in your basement, start selling some other things. May 5th, I'm telling you.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
2 years ago, I started my own business with a partner of mine. And as I tested and tried a bunch of things along the way, I found out what I was doing was actually what I really loved, you know? So, started a, sales and marketing business around, architectural building products, out here in Seattle. So there's a lot of action going there. I have a good, strong network, and we were preparing for the last 4 or 5 months to expand and go from 3 employees to 4 employees. So we are super, super new. And I was about to make the move this month. And then all of a sudden, you know, the biggest lesson I've learned over this entrepreneurial journey is that it's sure, there's a lot of things that I know how to do and I can analyze and I can get there, but there's this grit, right? That this entrepreneur thing takes, right? There's this grit of like,
I call believing, it, you know, like that? The stomach for it.
Yes.
Like it's a different breed than people don't realize. Like it's this anxiety. You have to have the ability to have a stomach to keep, it's anxiety 24/7, 365. You're a firefighter. You're a firefighter. Like you're always on. There is no vacation. I mean, do you understand how chill I would be right now if I was in college or in high school? I'd be pumped. This would be the greatest. Well, I keep thinking like, fuck, why didn't Corona happen in 1993? If I had 3 months off of school, I would have lost my fucking mind in happiness. And I'm a grown up and I have 1,000 employees to take care of and like all this shit on my shoulders.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, and then talking with these prospective employees and trying to basically craft and listen to their awareness and then understand like, hey, this is ours and this is where we're going to be. And then this thing hits. And along the way, I'm just thinking the entire time, while everybody's zigging, I zag, right? It's there's an opportunity here that I don't know if I'm super clear on yet, but I do still feel that gut feeling of to expand while there is a perception of contraction in place. You know what I mean?
The amount of fortunes, and when I say fortune, I mean happiness and finance, fortunes that are going to be made during this next 12-week period is enormous.
Right.
Point. It's using the Seahawks metaphor instead of a Mariners. Most people are going to go into prevent defense and give up a touchdown. I'm going to blitz and create a sack and pick up the scoop the football up and score and win. I think that's right. Now, the reason I'm going to blitz is because I've done all the right things for the last decade to have a secondary that's going to protect me, AKA, for anybody who doesn't follow the football analogy, I can go on the offense right now because I've left a lot of money on the table over the last decade because I've saved and I've created. On the flip side, to your point, like, let's say you haven't saved. If you're just starting, yes, there's enormous opportunity. You need to be able to get through 3 or 4 months here, clearly. And right. I think, you know, looking at China, looking at South Korea, looking at other places, this doesn't look like it's the Black Plague. It doesn't look like we're going to lose 100 million people to death.
No.
You know, the government is clearly scared. And so going to see huge stimulus packages. And so, look, there's a lot of reasons to believe if you can get through 100 days of pain, there might be a lot of prosperity on the other side. I think it's practical to go on the offense on these 100 days.
And it's really timely, this conversation. I've tried over the last 4 years to connect with you in various ways. And for it to come at like today, right? Like this is, it's incredibly timely. And there's always this serendipitous moment for it. And it's just, I see that opportunity and I can see these different cracks in this place happen. And for me in my industry, we were in that construction industry that was left behind in 2008 and 10. Everybody departed. So there's a strong lack of resources and trained people to actually do it. And I've been basically creating this network, and now I want to suck them in to like just work for us and go after it. And they're all sitting at the precipice of saying yes and going after it. Now it's like that grit moment, that chest moment of like, I've done my analyzation, I've done this thing, it's time to take the leap. And Gary, that's something that you don't read in the business book, right? You don't look on Instagram on, you know, it's so.
Not going to come in the form of a quote for me. I think how I see this, brother, is life is about alternatives.
Okay.
I think the reason you have to do it is if you don't, in 39 years, you're going to be sitting on the porch being like, fuck, why didn't I do it?
I'm 39 years old, dude, yesterday.
Right. So happy birthday. So it's a funny, that was super weird. You know, and so like, you know, what I don't want is 70-year-old you sitting there with regret. I'd rather you jump, fail, and reset. And not, I think people don't understand how much regret is the greatest thing of talking to 80, 90-year-olds, which I find myself doing a lot of times in airports and random shit, is, yeah. And I'm an old soul and I've come to know that.
It me is, too.
They spend all their time on, all they talk about is the things they didn't do.
Yeah.
Look to an 89-year-old in a nursing home right now, and she's going to tell you like she wished she married Bobby Thompson instead of Rick. And she wishes that she started the business, but that was not the era when women did it. And he's going to say, you know, Don's going to say that he wishes he did move to St. Louis to the big town. Like, nobody ever talks about the shit they failed. Everybody always talks about the shit they didn't do.
Yeah.
Moment right now. You're not going to, if you're wrong and you take on this risk and the business didn't come in and you've got to let go of these people and start over, it's not going to feel good. And it'll take you a couple years to dust yourself off, but you'd be 45 and you'll move on with your life.
Right.
It's going to sit there forever and you're going to regret forever.
Yeah. No, it makes me emotional actually thinking about it. That what changed my perception with you was, I still think about it, is episode, or Gary Daily, his weekly Daily V episode 28, I Wish. And I walk, and you mentioned again today, and I remember walking through a assisted living center that we had designed and built and done from there. And I remember seeing this 85-year-old guy come and just sit in the lobby. And I remember I had to sit in the lobby to wait for this other meeting to happen. And I just watched him. This is right after I watched that episode. And come him down the elevator, he walks 15 feet, sits down in the lobby. And that was his walk for the day. And I remember looking at that, thinking about the perspective of really, I wish, and going, I do not want to, when I'm that guy, there's nothing.
Yeah. You want to see it on the field. And much like, you know, for everybody who's listening right now, it was 28 to 50, much right. Like, all the things you thought about as a kid, and now here we are, you're going to be that 70-year-old. You're going to be that 80-year-old. You're going to be that 90-year-old.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. And so, bro, I think you're in the right mindset. And I think that this moment is going to lead to a lot of opportunity. And I think you know the answer. It's very clear to me you know the answer. You know, just don't, you know, you've clearly analyzed, like,
right.
You know, how much risk reward, you know, like, right. End up homeless and things of that nature, like, but put yourself in a practical offensive position and go.
Practical offensive position. All right, man, I got this. And one other question, if there's any other daily tactics that you do to just basically take that mindset and switch it, because there's so many different things of wins that change during the day.
All my time on worst case scenario.
Okay.
That's all I do. People, and it's funny, it's counterintuitive. People think I'm so offensive. All I do every second is think, if this all goes wrong, am I okay with going back into a studio apartment in Queens? And the answer is yes.
Yeah, I just wrote my wife a letter the other day. I just said, there is no regrets that I've got over the 15 years that we've been married. And if I was to do it over again, the way we did it over again, I would do whatever it takes every single day, all the time.
I'm proud of you, brother. Listen to me. What I would do is think about when you hire these four people or one person.
Right.
I'll go to six and you go for it. And if the market didn't respond the way you wanted, you'd feel bad that you let those people down and they have to go back to other jobs. You have your whole life to make it. One of the things I spend a lot of time on is whoever's collateral damage for my mistakes, I always think I have my whole life to make it up to them. You know, for example, I never raised capital before. So when I raised some money for empathy from all my friends, my business friends, I've never said this publicly, but in my mind, I said, if this fails, I'm just going to pay them all back, you know, over time.
Right.
You know, because I wouldn't be able to pay it all at once. And so like, you know,
right.
It's just, you know, you're in control.
Yes. That's the thing here is that I've never been in that position in my life. And I've always told myself when I'm there, I know I'm going to enter with no regrets. And now that I'm here, that chest, that grit, that love that I've got, it's this really dichotomy of this motivating factor, but then you feel this like strain of holding back. It's a very passionate feeling that it's just so different to define. You know what I mean?
It's being 100% accountable. It's not
yes.
having the ability to blame anybody else. This is not, no longer your boss's or the company's fault.
Right.
I get it, brother. I live it every day. And I've lived it pretty much my whole life. And so I understand. Here's the good news. Put it into worst case scenario. When,
okay.
I think the sentence, when this fails, I'll be happy because I did it. And then I'll do this and hope. And if you don't risk the house, you know, I mean,
right.
What? You can't buy a $28 Mariners t-shirt. Who gives a fuck? I wish you well, Brad.
Thank you, Gary.
As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's highlighted review goes to Chris Warren, 1028. Gary, thank you so much, my G. I'm a 20-year-old aspiring entrepreneur and investor that withdrew from community college to chase my dream. Because of your amazing content, when I start to feel unmotivated or discouraged, I go back to Gary's episodes on mindset, and it puts me right back into the zone of focus. Don't forget to leave your review for a chance to be featured next.